This week, the U.S. Senate approved landmark changes to Medicare, the largest expansion of the program since it was founded 38 years ago. The legislation includes a privately managed benefit to partially cover outpatient prescription drug costs. There's also a plan to make Medicare compete with private health plans. The legislation has a real impact on tens of millions of Americans, and, of course, political impact, too, especially in an election year. We're joined now from Boston by Robert Blendon, a professor of health policy and political analysis at Harvard University. Mr. Blendon, thanks very much for being with us.
Terrific to be here with you.
Senators from both parties supported this legislation, albeit in different proportions. All the Democrats running for president say they're opposed. Is the political effect of this legislation going to be confined to one party or the other?
Well, the president is going to get a lot of credit for just getting something done. It turns out, even if legislation isn't always supported by people, after years of debate, they get very frustrated, and they give the chief executive credit if something happens. I think many members of Congress will be helped because they had visible roles, Senator Frist, Hassert, in it. I think it'll be more mixed for individual members of the Congress. The real losers are the Democratic presidential candidates because they lost a central issue which was there in the 2000 race. We'll do it, they won't. And now there is a piece of legislation that's done. But I think this issue is not over because the benefits are not going to be seen by many retirees as adequate, and we're likely to see a new debate start about filling in the holes before the legislation's even signed.
Have you seen any indication of public opinion so far?
A poll by the Annenberg University of Pennsylvania group right before the vote showed something quite unusual, that most people under age 65 were divided on this, but most people over age 65 actually were against the enactment of the bill. They had gotten sufficiently nervous about what they heard that they actually were opposed to it. So this is a legislation which in principle all polls have showed people support, help seniors get a drug benefit. But when they heard about this legislation, a lot of retirees really are very worried about how this would affect their current health care.
What is their thinking? What's the ground of their concerns about
how really two issues here, and they get mixed up. The first is that unless you are a very low income, below $13,000 a year, or you have the tragic large bills we've heard about, $1,000 a month, this coverage is not as good as most people have in work, their sons or daughters or when they worked. If you, for instance, if you have $200 a month of drug benefits and you add up, as seniors have done in groups around the country, they've run various discussion groups with them, their premiums, their copays and deductibles, they only get about half back for their coverage. And compared to most industrial policies today, that's pretty inadequate. So they're bothered by the level of coverage. And then secondly, and people may not realize this, people in Medicare, when they're retired, they are more satisfied with their health coverage under Medicare than people in private health plans. And so retirees don't want to change the way Medicare works.
What's the effect of a feature that, for example, like the drug cost benefit, that doesn't kick in for another 2 years? Does this delay political impact, or does it?
I think it's going to delay part of the political impact. I think in 2006, this issue, particularly for various members in the House or Senate up for re-election, will be a big issue because in 2005, millions of brochures will be mailed to seniors' homes, and they're going to sit there, as we've watched seniors in special groups do this, with pencil and paper, and they're going to say, this isn't what I expected. I'm going to ask my candidate whether or not they're going to do something about it. I think in the 2004 election, this will be muted in that the president understandably will say this is the most sweeping change. We've brought you drug coverage. And many people will not pay attention to the details through 2004.
Let me ask a political question that is not a presidential or legislative political question. AARP is, according to some public opinion surveys and certainly anecdotal evidence, under unprecedented criticism by people in its membership. There's even been some card burning and people tearing up their AARP cards. Do you think the public standing of this organization is in some political risk now?
Absolutely. I mean, I think they're going to take a lot of heat. For those not familiar, they have over 30 million members, and many of them are very disturbed by their stand supporting the bill. Millions of their, particularly middle-income members, will be very angry because they believe that they would have had a better bill with more comprehensive benefits, and the association, they'll feel, let them down. I think on the other side, they made a political calculation that before an election, it is the best bill you can get. And after an election, with the costs of the Iraqi war possibly being higher and the deficit growing, they may have gotten less. So they're sort of out of line with many of their members.
Mr. Blum, part of what made the whole battle over prescription drug benefits politically heightened was the fact that senior citizens are considered to be a very powerful potential voting bloc. They tend to vote in large numbers. They study issues. They can affect, as we've seen in case after case across the country, the course of elections. Why would the Congress wind up with a bill that seems to upset so many of this powerful political constituency?
I mean, this is a terrible problem. They're spending $400 billion, and they're going to have a lot of angry constituents. At the end of the day, they didn't have enough money to really give seniors the kind of bill they wanted. Mm-hmm. And so they were faced with not enough money and give them sort of half a loaf and say, we enacted a benefit and, you know, over years it'll be improved, or not pass anything. But this is going to be a real problem. Seniors pay a lot of attention, and that's why in 2006 we're going to hear a cry about how these benefits are structured. And a lot of members of the Congress who are claiming victory now because it's the first drug benefit ever are going to be very uncomfortable when they're facing senior groups who have done the calculation and say, this isn't what we were promised.
Mr. Blunden, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Robert Blunden, professor of health policy and political analysis at Harvard University, speaking with us from WBUR in Boston.